Well, I know the mill, but that's, you know, really, I don't. Like, everything that I know of Roswell is, like, modern commerce built. Like, about, there's the mall. All the areas I know by, like, are, like, what supermarkets in the area or what, like, antique store. Like, those are the, like, and, like, what restaurants, but not like, the historical what made it, like, Roswell, why people were living in that area.
Mm-hmm. Do you know your way around when you go down there?
Oh, yeah.
To the historic parts?
Yeah.
So you could take somebody to Bullet Call?
Yes, I could.
You know where the mill was?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to, when I was younger, I was in theater, and we used to do at the Roswell Square down there. We do theater there, so I used to go there every year, and when we're just driving through town, there's different places to go, so I know, like, the roads around there. Mm-hmm. That's not too bad.
So you're really connected more with the new Roswell, with
yeah.
what's there now, than
yeah.
with what was there in the past.
Yeah, I know more of what's come within the last 10 years in Roswell and what I've seen, like, develop there than knowing everything that happened, you know, was happening in Roswell way back in the day. There's always those little signs on the side of the road that tell you, like, something happened here at this time. I've always wanted to stop and look at them, but I never get around to doing it. There's so many of them, too.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm. I bet there are a bunch of them around Roswell, too.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot, especially in the historic area. There's a ton.
Well, are there any community celebrations or festivals? You mentioned community theater down there on the square.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to any other civic functions down there?
We used to do the October theater stuff, and I think they do a spring one as well, which also involves little booths set up for shopping, which I always liked, and, like, snow cones and things like that. I'm trying to think if there's anything. The only one I can think of off the top of my head, which is actually probably really new, is Taste of Roswell, which is, like, the food one, where all the local restaurants come and do food demonstrations. And I never actually go to that. My parents go to it because they love it, but I'm usually working or doing something else at the time, so I never get to go.
What about other sorts of community groups? That are you aware of, you know, big churches or other sorts of things like that in Roswell?
In Roswell proper, because there's a lot of really large churches. I think Mount Pisgah is inside Roswell still. It's this massively huge church in my area of Roswell that spans, like, the whole, there's an intersection there. And it's on every side of the intersection, some part of the church. There's a school and a new sanctuary and the old sanctuary and a women's class. It's a whole big thing. It's a huge church. And most people, a lot of people in my area at least, go to that church. And that's where they all know each other through that and or went to the elementary school there for some part of it. You know, I know there are a lot of churches in, like, historic Roswell area that I've driven by, but not that I know, like, the names of them or even what sector of Christianity that they're through, because I'm not Christian, so I didn't have a lot of connection to any type of church-related activity in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, were any of your friends much involved in that either, or?
I had a lot of Catholic friends, and there's St. Andrew's, I believe, which is right on the river, and they were the ones that had the crew team that I remember. And that was a very nice church. I don't know how big it was or how many people were involved in it. Another friend of mine went to church in a completely different area because her family just liked that church and wanted to go far away for church. Mm-hmm. So most of my friends were pretty sporadic about, besides the people that went to Mount Pisgah because it was right in that area that I lived in, pretty sporadic about what churches or synagogues they were going to, because it's just what their parents picked. They didn't really have to be down the street from them to go to it.
Mm-hmm. And then this Mount Pisgah, that's not in the downtown part of the
no,
historic Roswell.
No, that's more towards my side of Roswell, the edges of Roswell. Okay. Historic Roswell, I know there are churches, it's just that, you know, I never went to any of them, and I don't know even anyone who did, because most people that went to those would have probably gone to Roswell High School and would have been closer to that area of town.
Okay. So that's it. It's not true that the people from the other side of 400 all go into the historic parts of Roswell for.
No, I mean, there must be some, but not people that I knew particularly.